USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things have gone to a whole new level on Capitol Hill.
This is the first in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House's impeachment inquiry.
That's California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing opened, the key question involving whether the president and his administration tried to push Ukraine's leaders to investigate Democrats in return for military aid. A federal investigation announced a short time ago into Google's so-called Project Nightingale program. It analyzes people's medical information so as to give health care providers more insight and suggestions for treating patients, but the Department of Health and Human Services is concerned that the project may violate medical privacy law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenrood, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Over 200 million Americans are shivering because of an Arctic air mass. The freeze is starting to move east today, dropping temperatures from New England southward to Florida. Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, files for bankruptcy.
A significant drop-off in milk consumption in the U.S. is blamed on many different reasons. For one, Americans have much more to drink, choosing energy drinks, vitamin water, or even bottled teas. Also, protein and breakfast bars are taking over for cereals in the morning, and there's a variety of milk substitutes on the market now. Nielsen data shows that sales of cow milk have dropped an average of 6% per year over the last 4 years. Dean employs 16,000 people and operates 60 dairy processing facilities.
USA Radio's Wendy King. Singer-songwriter John Legend's been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Nearly half of all Americans in a new survey say the whistleblower behind the impeachment probe should come forward. The poll was released by CBS News. It found 47% of Americans think the whistleblower should be, in the words of the survey, forced to be made public. 53% say that person should remain anonymous. Democrats are urging the Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that protects Dreamers. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempt to repeal that policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called Dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, blasting the president's tweet claiming that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra argued that Trump's attempts to overturn DACA are blatantly illegal. And former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick might be returning to the NFL. ESPN says a private workout's been scheduled for Kaepernick this Saturday in Atlanta, and all teams are invited to attend. The NFL arranging the workout, which will include on-field work and an interview. Kaepernick has not played in the NFL since 2016 when he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest, he said, racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.